Mr. President, the Director General for WHO, Your Excellencies, Honorable Ministers, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I take the floor on behalf of the Zambian delegation. Allow me first to congratulate you on your election as the President of this Assembly. May I also congratulate and thank our Director General for World Health Organization on her speech, which I find highly motivating and inspiring. Zambia wishes to acknowledge and appreciate the leadership and stewardship being provided by our Director General and the World Health Organization as a whole, including the regional and country offices. The World Health Organization has on all occasions provided the much required support to Zambia through several approaches, including technical, financial, and material. As a country, we have worked very closely and in collaboration with WHO, and we wish to emphasize the important role that WHO has played in improving the health sector and the provision of health care services to the Zambian people. WHO still remains a key strategic and main advisor to our Ministry of Health, as it provides the much needed technical skill, thereby filling in the existing knowledge and skills gap. Mr. President, the Director General for WHO, Zambia welcomes the restructuring of the WHO in realizing its goal of placing the organization strategically to respond to the needs of the member countries. Madam Director General, we are very confident that in the restructuring process, you will take special consideration of the African region's unique needs, critically assessing the priority areas, including the related staffing needs at the regional and country levels, particularly in maternal, newborn, child and adolescent health, communicable and non-communicable diseases. Place special consideration in prioritizing resource allocation where the need is greatest, one such region in need being the African region. This will enable WHO for the African region effectively respond to the technical needs and translate achievements to sustained and accelerated gains towards the health-related Millennium Development Goals. As you are aware, most African countries are experiencing a dual burden of disease, namely the communicable and the non-communicable diseases. And as we prepare for the UN Special Summit on NCDs, Zambia wishes to request that among key priority areas be included the adolescent and the youth special needs as it relates to the NCDs, mental health, injuries and violence. These are often given less prominence and priority, yet of major concern for the African region. Mr. President, as we address the NCDs, again our humble appeal both to the bilateral and multilateral partners is to ensure that resources for communicable diseases and maternal newborn child health are protected and not diverted, but instead we have a new resource mobilization and funding mechanism for non-communicable diseases. Finally, I wish to thank our Director General for the great consideration and support you continue always to give to the vulnerable and less privileged in our society. Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you.